only real problem we'd run into there was that every now and then they'd set fire to our equipment. Other than that, Fraternity Brothers made for a very easygoing audience. Whatever song they requested, we'd play Land of a Thousand Dances and they'd be happy. They were too busy throwing up on their dates to notice. They are running the nation today. Me, I am leading a quiet life. Too quiet. This is why I'm going to form the Urban Professionals. Right now, I am actively recruiting members. So far, I've recruited one, an editor named Tom, whose musical qualifications are that he is 32 years old. He's going to play some instrument of the type you got handed in rhythm band in elementary school, such as the tambourine. Just judging from my circle of friends, I think the Urban Professionals are going to have a large tambourine section. Once we start to catch on, we'll make a record. It will be called A Moderate Amount of Soul. After it comes out, we'll go on a concert tour. We'll stay in Holiday Inns, and sometimes we'll trash our rooms by refusing to fill out the guest questionnaire. Because that's the kind of rebels the Urban Professionals will be. But our fans will still love us. When we finish our act, they'll be overcome by emotion. They'll all rise spontaneously to their feet, and they'll try as a gesture of appreciation to hold lighted matches over their heads. Then they'll all realize they quit smoking, so they'll spontaneously sit back down.
The Worst Songs Ever Recorded. Bad Song Survey. Part 1. Before I present the results of the Bad Song Survey, here is an important brain takeover alert. Be advised that this column names certain songs that you hate and have tried to suppress. But as soon as you read their names, your brain will start singing, "Young girl, get out of my mind, my love for you is way out of line," over and over, and you can't stop it. All right, thank you. Now, first, I've never written a column that got a bigger response than the one announcing the Bad Song Survey. Over 10,000 readers voted, with cards still coming in. Also, wherever I went, people expressed their views to me, often gripping my shirt to emphasize their points. You know that song about pina coladas? I hate that song. I hate it! Song badness is an issue that Americans care deeply about. Second, you Neil Diamond fans out there can stop writing irate, unsigned letters telling me that I'm not worthy to be a dandruff flake on Neil's head, okay? Not that I'm saying Neil has dandruff. Because you have convinced me. Neil Diamond is God. I no longer see anything but genius in a song where he complains that his chair can't hear him. Unfortunately, a lot of survey voters are not so crazy about Neil's work, especially the part of Play Me, where he sings songs she sang to me, songs she brang to me. Of course, I think those lyrics are brilliant. However, they bring out a lot of hostility in the readers. But not as much as Lovin' You, sung by Minnie Riperton, or Sometimes When We Touch, sung by Dan Hill, who sounds like he's having his prostate examined by Captain Hook. Many people still deeply resent these songs. Many others would not rule out capital punishment for anyone convicted of having had anything to do with Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. Woman, young girl, and this girl is a woman now, which some voters argue are all the same song. Likewise, there are boiling pools of animosity out there for Barry, I Write the Songs Manilow, Olivia, Have You Never Been Mellow, Newton-John, Gilbert, Alone Again Naturally, O'Sullivan, The Village, YMCA People, Tony, Knock Three Times Orlando, and of course Yoko, Every Song I Ever Performed, Ono, and There's No Love Lost for the Singing Nun. The voters are angry. A typical postcard states, "The number one worst piece of pus-oozing, vomit-inducing, camel-spitting, cow-phlegm rock song ever in the history of the solar system is Dreams of the Everyday Housewife." Amazingly, this song was not performed by Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. Here are some typical statements. "I'd rather chew a jumbo roll of tinfoil than hear Hey Paula by Paul and Paula. Whenever I hear the Four Seasons, Walk Like a Man, I want to scream, Frankie, sing like a man. I wholeheartedly believe that Ballerina Girl is possible for 90% of the violent crimes in North America today. I nominate every song ever sung by the Doobie Brothers, future ones also. Have you noticed how the hole in the ozone layer has grown progressively larger since rap got popular?" Sometimes the voters were so angry, they weren't even sure of the name of the song they hated. There were votes against These Boots Are Made for Stomping, the Beach Boys' classic Carolina Girls, I'm Nothing But a Hound Dog, and Ain't No Woman Like the One I'd Got. A lot of people voted for The Lion Sleeps Tonight, offering a variety of interpretations of the chorus, including Weema Weep, Weema Whack, Weena Whack,